Hi, this is a dictation for Utica Smith, U-T-E-K-A-S-M-I-T-H. Utica Smith is here for a evaluation, for a follow-up visit, and also for a procedure. She was scheduled for a procedure, LESI, which is being rescheduled for next week. Her blood pressure was extremely high, and the procedure could not be done due to the safety precautions. The patient reports extreme constipation and ongoing pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back, left hip, left sacroiliac joint, left knee, as well as left ankle and foot. The pains have been severe, around 5 to 8, sometimes 10. The left shoulder pain and the lower back pain is up to 10, excruciating. The right shoulder is only 5. And she is able to lift up to 120 degrees easily, but the left shoulder only 90 degrees. Patient reports only 10 to 15% improvement so far. She's undergoing physical therapy. She's having all the braces, like back brace, neck brace, tense unit. She also, which have been ordered for her, and a neck traction device. Onlux device was ordered, photobiomodulation, which includes the infrared. Other than that, the patient has been taking medications, and physical examination remains the same as the previous visit of 4/24/2023, dictation number 0426-071. Please mention the blood pressure is 250/140, and the procedure was cancelled. Pulse was 86, and pulse ox was 98. Height 5'4", weight 208. Diagnosis will also be mentioned. The plan is to provide magnesium citrate, 5 to 10 cc's PRN for constipation, along with colis, 100 milligram was provided. The patient is not on Tylenol codeine, but however she has some. For some reason, maybe a dehydration is there and patient has been advised to drink extra fluids. She is provided with Ultram for pain control, 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 50 milligrams. She is also advised about medical marijuana program, but she did not have the required money for filling the paperwork, which is being ready for her to use at home throughout after the case is solved or now. The patient is going to be rescheduled for her issues facing the cervical and lumbar spine, and her LESI and CESI is going to be done due to the disc which is herniated, and C3-4, C4-5, bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, as well as in the lumbar region, there is a herniated disc at L5-S1 with the bulging disc also, and facet degenerative changes throughout, and ligamentum flavum thickening at L4-5, L5-S1. Regarding the shoulder, she has a supraspinal disc endinopathy in the left shoulder with the intrasubstance partial thickness tearing and bursal side fraying, abnormal amount of fluid in the biceps tendon sheath, compatible to tenosynovitis, and AC joint arthropathy has been noticed. The patient has been advised about all these positive findings. The thoracic spine, however, was completely normal, and the patient has been informed about that also. And she had never got any injections before. In the right shoulder, there was a presence of bicipital tenosynovitis, degenerative change in the superior labrum, diffuse right shoulder supraspinatus, tendinitis, and degenerative change in the shoulder joint. and subcoracoid bursitis, which were found, and the patient has been fairly compliant to undergo all the procedures, and we'll see her next week. Thank you.